my audio boo friends. It's Slandy here. I have no idea what day it is today. It's April something. 16th? 15th? 16th. April 16th. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock in the evening. And what you just heard was Kraftwerk with a piece of music called Neon Licht. Neon Licht, yeah, something like that. My German's terrible. And I'd like to dedicate that one to Simon, our good friend SM2N, over here on Audio Boo. So, all right, where do I start? Well, first of all, I have to apologize. I had put out a tweet, sometime last week, telling you all that I was going to do my Audio Boos exclusively on my H4, my trusty Zoom H4. And unfortunately, I didn't have it with me in the car, and I felt like I wanted to do an Audio Boo, and the only thing I have is my HTC Android phone, and the only thing I have on this HTC Android phone is some app called, Voice Recorder. And I'm using the built-in microphone on the phone, and I think, if I recall correctly, it's got a lousy sound. So I'll have to apologize. Now, why am I using an HTC phone or eventually my Zoom H4? It's because my trusty iPhone 3GS, even after I fixed the back, I bought a new back that was comprised of the earphone input, the buttons, the power button, a new battery, and a host of other odds and ends that go on the back of the unit. Bought the whole thing for about $50, changed it out, had some problems changing it out. As some of you may recall, there was a little ribbon cable that slipped into a connector, and I had lost the locking pin on the connector. All this to say that when all was said and done, it worked well for about a week, and then it had this really strange symptom where it would all of a sudden go to not the lock screen, but the shutdown screen. You know how you hold the power button and it brings you to the turn off screen where you just slide your finger to turn off the unit? Well, that's where it ended up. And it would do this constantly. I would hit the home button to get me out of there and try to do something else. And the minute I swiped, or it would always end up on that screen. So I just put it away. I said, you know, I don't know what to do with this thing. And I've been hemming and hawing, and I want to buy myself a new iPhone. And I'm looking at buying an iPhone 4S. Well, obviously I used one. They don't make it anymore. And I really don't want to go to the iPhone 5. Reason being, because I have all sorts of accessories for the iPhone 4 for the 30-pin connector. And although I think, if I'm not mistaken, there is an adapter, but I'd rather just get an iPhone 4S. It's more than really what I need. But at the moment, I can't justify buying one and using it only solely as a glorified iPod, because at the moment my carrier, as you all know, cannot go on iPhones, and they don't have much. They don't give me much data anyway. I got a staggering 50 megs a month. I'll just wait for you to pick yourselves up off the floor. So I have found a company that would give me not a heck of a lot more. It's 200 megs a month. But what's nice is at about $16 less per month. So I'd get less calling minutes, unfortunately, but I hardly ever use my calling minutes. I would get free unlimited text messages within Canada, and free video messages. I'm not sure how that works, But free picture and video messages over texting, and again, that's unlimited. So I don't really know how that would work. I'm gonna have to check that out. But since I do a lot of texting, I think that would work out for my benefit. And mostly what I use my phone for is for people to call in to me, say in the car if they're trying to reach me. I hardly ever make any outgoing calls. And when I do, I discovered a service called Fongo, F-O-N-G-O, here in Canada, that gives you an actual phone number. So I've given that phone number to a few people. And I can go to, say, a local cafe that has Wi-Fi and just make outgoing phone calls that way. It doesn't cost me a dime, and doesn't use any data because I'm on Wi-Fi, and would allow me to save any calls, minute calls, or time calls, if you want, for incoming phone calls only. So that's my strategy there. So when am I going to do this? Well, right now my current cell phone provider would charge me a $120 penalty for breaking my contract. And that, unfortunately, is not prorated. The first year would have cost me some staggering amount, like $450. The second year was $300 and something. And now, in the last year, it's still $120, regardless of when I were to break the contract. Even if I broke the contract the day before it expired, it still would cost me $120, which is insane. That's why I want to drop this company. Now, I use the same company for cable internet at home, so I'm hoping to change that too and save myself another $15. So that would be almost $30 to $35 savings just in, you know, just in data, well, my cell phone and internet connectivity. And even my internet, right now, it's capped at 60 gigs. And a couple of times now, the family and I have gone over that 60 gigs. Especially since I've discovered a lot of documentaries on YouTube, and my wife too is on YouTube quite frequently, as she wasn't before, so it never really was a problem, but more and more she's been turning to YouTube or the internet to watch some television programs, my daughter as well, so you can well imagine that the bandwidth goes up considerably very quickly. So we've gone over that 60 gig cap a few times. This new company, for $15 less, would give me compatible speed. It's not exactly what we have now, but I think we'd be okay. But it would give me 300 gigabytes per month, so staggeringly more. Well, five times more, in fact. So I think I will do that. I'm just not sure when to make that move, because I do have to buy a $110 modem, cable modem, to piggyback on their service. So I'll keep you all posted as to what's going to go on. But I really do want to get a better iPhone, because I'd like to maybe do some video logs or vlogs or vlogs or whatever they're called. I don't know, I'd like to maybe, you know, throw myself into that arena, especially some of you know that I've got this website, virtual-montreal.ca. It started up now, I've got the domain, I'm hoping, you know, to have it go live and with some content in the next few months, once the weather gets nicer. I thought for a while there, maybe one or two weekends coming up, but man, the temperature has dropped like a stone. Right now it's 2 degrees here in Montreal on April 16th. It's just crazy. So I'm running a quick errand to go and buy a battery-operated backup sump pump, and I'll explain more about that in the coming days. So look for an audio boo from me about a sump pump. Real exciting stuff here. Okay, hope you're all doing well, and thank you so much for listening. Take care.